Josh Hawley blasts Energy Secretary Granholm for rising gas prices, utter nonsense to blame Putin. By Hannah Blow on May 19, 2022. Senator Josh Hawley, ARMO, on Thursday confronted Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm over rising energy costs in the U.S., laying out how President Biden quashed American energy independence from day one as she continued to deny the administration's responsibility. During the exchange, Granholm continued to place the blame on everyone but the Biden administration, telling Hawley, "You can thank the activity of Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine. With all due respect, Madam Secretary, that's utter nonsense," Hawley said, noting that gas prices were already on the rise long before Putin invaded Ukraine. "It is not administration policies that have affected supply and demand," she said as Hawley asked, "How can you say that?" laying out the facts. "From January to August, the price of gasoline was up over 30% in my state alone. It has been a continuous upward tick since then," Hawley said during the hearing, which fell on the 10th consecutive day of the national gas price average climbing. "And here's what your president did when he first came to office," the senator continued. "He immediately re-entered the Paris Climate Accord. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He halted leasing programs in ANWR. He issued a 60-day halt on all new oil and gas leases and drilling permits on federal lands and waters. That's nationwide. That accounts, by the way, for 25% of U.S. oil production," Hawley explained. "He directed federal agencies to eliminate all supports for fossil fuels. He imposed new regulations on oil and gas and methane emissions. Those were all just in the first few days. Are you telling me that had no effect on our energy supply?" he asked, prompting Granholm's denial yet again. 94% of the oil and gas executives that were surveyed by the Dallas Fed said that administration policies had nothing to do with the increase in the price of oil, Granholm said. "I'm not interested in opinions of these people. I'm interested in the facts. Are you telling me that these policies had no effect?" Hawley repeatedly asked. "Are you telling me, Madam Secretary, are you telling me under oath that these policies had no effect?" he said during the contentious exchange. However, Granholm maintained her answer. "I'm telling you that 94% of the oil and gas industry," she said before Hawley interjected, telling her that he is not interested in their opinion but the facts. He ultimately made it clear that her answers were insulting. "Your answers are insulting and they are insulting to the people of Missouri who are looking for action," the senator added. Granholm, however, is maintaining the same narrative as the Democrat leadership, who are also failing to take responsibility for rising gas prices. Watch.